This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. I had, see, the whole COVID-19 thing, that became, it was quite, it bugged me a lot. A lot of people were so afraid of COVID-19, they gave up every right they had, every right they could get. And they did it based upon information that was given to them by epidemiologists. And if you look at epidemiology, well, if you employ a little critical thinking to it, you're going to find that it's quite unimpressive. It's a very unimpressive field. And I am streaming this on Facebook, except right now, for some reason, I've got a flickering in the video, which I may just kill the video feed here very shortly if it does not straighten itself out. But I digress. Here's why you should be unimpressed by what epidemiologists tell you. Number one, when a pandemic strikes, you're never going to see one of them get their hands dirty in providing actual patient care. So where the rubber meets the road during a pandemic, they are useless. Okay, I obviously have a big issue with this, so we're just going to end that video right now. Boom. That's just not working out. That's just not working out. I think there's something wrong with the... whatever. Anyway, that didn't work out. We'll figure out what's going on with it tomorrow. Number two, with epidemiologists, their models and therefore their advice and counsel are always based upon a best guess from previous pandemics. So what's really happening here is they're not getting out there and looking at what you're seeing. What they're doing is they're looking at what they have seen in the past. And that's okay, I guess, except for certain facts that come with that. Because things mutate in the virus world. And when they mutate in the virus world, well, let's just say it's not always good to get out there and think that they are good to go simply because of past occurrences. It's actually quite stupid to get out there and think to yourself that you can look at the Hong Kong flu and figure out what's going to happen with this. Then we come to number three, and number three is quite interesting simply because of what it is. And number three is the following. Typically, the confidence ranges of their models are wide. They're so wide you could drive a Mack truck through it. And then when actual outcomes fall somewhere within these massive ranges, they pat themselves on the back as though they've really accomplished something. But honestly, you or I could come up with equally accurate models by throwing darts at a dartboard. That's how big the latitude is they're trying to seek when they set up their models and start disseminating information to you, which then, well, then of course they are, you know, they're going to lock you down while they're telling you all this stuff and all these other things. Number four, they get to have tunnel vision. And the concern of the epidemiologist is to focus on the disease and the disease only. It's not their job to concern themselves with the economic, social, political, marital, and psychological devastation, which results from strict quarantines and lockdowns, which, of course, we've never had before. Which brings us to number five, which is they have no personal economic skin in the game. During any pandemic lockdown, the epidemiologists still receive their full salary and benefits. And I've always thought it would be interesting to suspend their pay and benefits during a lockdown and see how enthusiastic they'd be about continuing locking down. It's easy to make a dire and sweeping pronouncement when you have no skin in the game. Number six, and this is very important. This is where, when you think about this, I want you to apply this to the various other modelers that you hear out there. They typically work in packs. You know how you've heard how many percentage points of scientists agree on global climate change, for example? These guys work in packs. They're often employed by an academic or consulting center, and this gives them the comfort of never having to take personal and individual responsibility for their projections, no matter how crazy they are. And it's rare to have an individual epidemiologist step forward and say, yes, this is my model, and I'll accept responsibility for its accuracy. And when was the last time you heard of an epidemiologist being sued for malpractice? Well, probably never, because it's never happened. Then there's number seven. They commonly seem to think that they're in charge of everything, that they've suddenly become the chief executive officer of a state or the entire nation. And they seem to forget that their job is simply to advise a governor or a president, not to take over the executive role. Now, basically, it's a well-compensated occupation with little or no personal accountability for the outcome. That's nice work if you can get it. And I'll tell you what led me to look at this. I have Verizon Wireless. Verizon Wireless is my provider. And they recently just reopened. So, had something we needed done. It was a little itty-bitty something. It was not a big something. And, yes, I probably could have done it myself, but I didn't want to. So we drove out to Verizon Wireless, and then a rent-a-cop came out, and the rent-a-cop was a female. The rent-a-cop was older than me, which is becoming rarer and rarer. And without talking to anybody at Verizon Wireless, she sent me on my way. She told me they wouldn't do anything. Then she told me, oh, those are really easy to put on. And when I started, and this is all off of information that epidemiologists provide. And then it is completely embraced by people who are so afraid. And, you know, here's the thing. They had control of us for a very long time before all of these protests and riots began. Now they're trying to get everybody back into this. Now they're trying to get everybody back into a mask. They're trying to say there's outbreaks. When in fact, there's no way to measure that. They don't know how many people had it in January. They don't know how many people had it in December. And I'll guarantee you people had it during these times. And as contagious as it is, I would say the majority of us have already had it in one way, shape, or form. But whatever, you know, I'm one of these that has the comorbidity, so I'm one that would be worried about it if it was a thing. And I've had it, and I can tell you it wasn't a thing for me. I know people have died from it. Not as many as they're telling you, but I know people have died from it. And in the meantime, we should let the young, healthy people go about their day. You know, reasonable precautions and all that other stuff, like coughing into elbows and, you know, if you think 6 feet's going to work, do 6 feet, that kind of thing. And if you, you know, wear a mask if you want to, but they're trying to assert control back over us again. Remember all the gun control schemes that came out of that as well? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12. Or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at Sunny-Bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at Sunny-Bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now, no matter how much the Democrats want to deny this, the reality is that America as a whole condemned how George Floyd died at the hands of police in a Democrat-run city. Even after learning that he was a career criminal hopped up on drugs when he met his death, America was still willing to accept the Democrats and their fellow leftist demands for police reform. Had they stopped there, they could have achieved yet another incremental leftward push for their political agenda, a victory they could put towards their next moment of political theater, because that's really all they bring. The problem is that the Democrats have trained their army of college grads and minorities and other victim groups to view words as violence, to hate America's institutions, and to believe that hysteria is persuasive. So, once you unleash these emotionally unstable and factually ignorant foot soldiers on the world, they can become unstoppable. They're definitely very loud, even if it's in the best interest of their cause that they stop. Now, the looting was pretty bad, but Americans were still on board with the fundamental, though factually false, notion that police are disproportionately attacking black people. Now, though, we've witnessed Chaz or Chop or Chud or, you know, whatever it is, which began by building walls and demanding citizen identification, instituting segregation, assaulting Christians, and appointing warlords, and then quickly that devolved into gunfights and murder and rape. This is Occupy Wall Street with ARs. Now, none of those can possibly be construed as a sympathetic position. It's a very long journey from fix the police to we're setting up a violent, walled, racist, Marxist paradise. Things have gotten so bad that Seattle's mayor, Jenny Durkin, who imagined a summer of love and chastised President Trump for suggesting otherwise, has finally conceded that the CHOP or the CHAZ experiment needs to end. Meanwhile, in Lafayette Square across from the White House, Chaz's ideological cohorts tried to establish a Black House Autonomous Zone, or a BHAZ, perhaps because President Trump blocked protesters from burning St. John's Church to the ground. The BHAZ wannabe citizens immediately vandalized the historic church. I hate to tell you this, but most of us are not sympathetic to destroying churches and other historic buildings. We are not the Taliban. We don't believe in monuments and all this other stuff. It's perfectly okay to have these things. They don't take up a whole lot of space. They remind us of who we were, of who we are. It's getting out there and trying to get rid of monuments because somebody was on the wrong side of an ideological divide is the same thing as trying to get rid of a scar. I have this gigantic scar on my chest, and my scars tell the story of my life. They're the story, you know, they're the story of my triumphs and my failures and all these other things. And you can't get rid of these. And, you know, getting rid of the monument, which is simply a representation of the life of somebody that existed, it doesn't do away with the fact that, you know, they existed. Their next order of business was to try to deface and pull down a statue of President Andrew Jackson, an effective president, but also a slave owner, an Indian foe, and let us not forget, he was the first Democrat Party president. Now, this is like friendly fire. And again, these people who don't have warm feelings for Jackson are beginning to be troubled by the fact that it's a violent mob rather than a democratic process, and that is making decisions about what's appropriate in the public square. And we, you know, if you look at other things from Lafayette Square, the protests, this will not endear leftists to ordinary Americans. There are the usual hysterically screaming, obscene, incoherent white women who are surrounded by other screaming, incoherent white people. Then there's the drooling, ponytail tattooed white guy hurling obscene invective at a black police officer. And once again, this revealing of yourself, you have fallen for the whole facade of what you think. See, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. if social media didn't exist today, I don't think these things would be going on nearly the way they're going on now. I mean, this makes the 60s look like quite the tame decade. When and the D.C. police were getting yelled at and hands in faces and touched and all this other stuff, they were remarkably restrained. And we've also witnessed a touch of irony when the same people who film every police black person interaction attacked and tried to rob Daily Caller reporter Shelby Talcott when they suspected her of using her phone to film the activity at the park. So this is. Listen, I don't mean this to be condescending or anything. Attacking a small female this way. What are you trying to prove at this particular moment? Why can't she film if she wants to? When they started stealing, they stole her phone from her, and she fought for it. And they didn't come to talk to her. They came to get her phone by any means necessary. Which, you know, this becomes the problem whenever you have these kinds of these people that are allowed to, you know, do whatever they want. Now, Trump is out there making signals that he's going to prosecute them. It'll be interesting to see if that actually works, because you have a Department of Justice which is heavily staffed with some young Democrat-leaning attorneys who don't want to do a darn thing to the protesters. But we'll see how that works out. We'll see what happens. But all of this, you know, there was a moment of unity that got squandered by the left. They have revealed to you their true face. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A Democratic-led House hearing is probing into the Trump administration's response to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak. Republican ranking member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee, Greg Walden, says the Trump administration took unprecedented action.
He tightened up our borders, established a presidential task force to coordinate efforts, and invoked executive authority seldom used except in times of emergency or war.
The police chief in Washington, D.C. isn't happy with protesters who tried to take down the statue of former President Andrew Jackson.
This is a civil society, and that is not civil behavior to tie, you know, ropes around any piece of property and pull it down. If you want that property to be removed, do it in a legal and a peaceful way. That's all we're asking, folks.
Peter Newsham there speaking on Fox News. You're listening to USA Radio News. A new national poll finds a record number of Americans find the death penalty unacceptable. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Long a divisive issue across America, capital punishment now considered morally unacceptable to a record share of Americans, according to the latest edition of an annual Gallup survey. Gallup says this year's poll finding 54% of U.S. adults said the death penalty is morally acceptable. But that's a decline of 6% from last year. It's 4 points lower than the previous all-time low. And the annual Values and Benefits survey found that 40% of respondents say the death penalty is morally wrong, the highest rating since Gallup began asking that question in 2001.
Conrad Paul James, a 27-year-old man from North Carolina, was arrested for allegedly starting a riot over the weekend that led to the toppling and damaging of two Confederate monuments in the state capital of Raleigh, North Carolina. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. In East Lansing, Michigan, a armed former prison inmate, led a peaceful protest for civil rights. In reality, the Free People of Lansing obstructed traffic and brandished firearms against motorists while police looked on from nearby. Now, this is a problem. Now, I don't know what it is like, and I'll find out from Rick Ector on Thursday, but I don't know what it is like in Michigan, but here where I live, if I pull out a weapon in front of someone, that is considered brandishing it. I don't even have to point it at them. I have brandished it merely by producing it. Then if I actually do point it at them, well, I don't know if I get charged with a second, maybe a second charge, reckless endangerment. I don't know. So when I pull out a gun, even in self-defense, I'm on a tightrope at that moment. Now, in the meantime, from the Free People of Lansing, they were pointing guns at motorists as they drove by. The police watched them do it, and they have, inaction by police. This will surely raise questions aplenty for both the local residents and people nationwide. Paul Birdsong, led the Black Lives Matter protest, one of his daily outings since the George Floyd killing, with a Glock on his hip and a bullhorn in front of his face. Perfectly legal. Perfectly legal. The Lansing City Pulse recently profiled Birdsong. Paul Birdsong didn't plan to attend last Sunday's protest in response to the police murder of George Floyd, but a week later he has emerged as a vital and unyielding voice in Lansing, leading hundreds in peaceful daily protests at the state capitol and facing off with Mayor Andy Shore on the mayor's doorstep. He draws proudly upon the principles of Malcolm X in the town where he grew up and got his first taste of racist brutality more than 90 years ago. Like Malcolm X, Birdsong pulled himself out of a rough life in the streets of Lansing and in prison. When he was younger, he joined the Bloods, a primarily black street gang founded in L.A. He was the self-admitted runt of his gang. I always like it when they compare people to Malcolm X, and I'll explain why in just a second. He said, "I was a little skinny kid, but they all followed behind me. By the time I got locked up, I ran where I was at. I wasn't all super huge. I don't know why, man, but since I was a kid, people have gravitated towards me and followed me." He described his younger self as mean, violent, and hating everything around him, and to make it worse, his dad instilled a fight, fight, fight attitude in him. Eventually, he racked up four different inmate numbers. Four different trips to prison, and he's open carrying a Glock, unchallenged by police. Why didn't they disperse this group obstructing traffic? Why are they allowing members of the Free People of Lansing to not only obstruct traffic, but to menace others by pointing their guns at motorists who simply wish to drive through? I would say they have orders not to engage. What would you say? This is going to lead to bloodshed. Mark my words. Another meme that is up and rising right now. Well, let's put it this way. Ian Fleming, who is the creator of James Bond, by the way, which is about to get ruined, he opined, "Once is happenstance, twice is coincidence, three times is enemy action." So what we have here now is clearly enemy action aimed at restricting your right to keep and bear arms. The gun control industry has been very quiet over the last few months as millions of new people have been crowding gun stores buying their first firearm. And that's not a particularly receptive audience for the standard Bloomberg, Brady, Giffords, you know, agitprop arguments such as only police and the military should have guns and homes with firearms more likely to spontaneously combust. Then Derek Chauvin kneeled on the neck of George Floyd, and police violence became a national issue. A firearm wasn't used in his murder, but never once let an opportunity to go to waste. It's now clear that the made members of the civilian disarmament industrial complex got on the horn to their very compliant allies in the media and began peddling their latest messaging brainstorm. We can't expect better police conduct as long as Americans are allowed to own guns. That's their new thing. We can't expect better police conduct as long as Americans are allowed to own firearms. First up was Robert Gabelhoff of the Washington Post. Then Derek Thompson of the Atlantic took a swing. And then now it's the Fast Company's Talib Visram's turn at the plate. And all of them push the gun show loophole argument without making that clumsy mistake of spouting the 40% of guns sold without a background check statistic. They, you know, that's already been debunked heavily, and they use that too. Solving police violence, according to Brady President Chris Brown, needs a holistic approach. It's an issue of violence that eclipses the role of the gun. It's going to take addressing systemic racism in our society in a meaningful way. It's going to take enhancing and strengthening the gun laws in this country that fuel a belief, no matter what and no matter who you are, that someone walking down the street may very likely have a gun. So, that's coming. You know, that's coming. We get this when people, let's see. They've been taking on a multi-pronged approach using the channels of Congress and the courts and communities By advocating for the passage of police reform bills, pressing for violence intervention funding in localities around the country, and working with community-based violence intervention groups like Washington, D.C.'s Alliance of Concerned Men. When people discuss defunding the police, that means their tax dollars can be used to invest in communities in ways that better ensure everyone's safety, without explaining how this ensures everyone's safety. But strengthening a loose gun law should also be part of that work, right? And all the experts agree that the most relevant to address are ones that are helping to increase the ubiquity of crime guns or firearms that enter the criminal marketplace through lax sales laws and bad tracing practices. This is referred to as a grossly negligent oversight of how guns are sold. A lot of guns are sold in private, which is legal. And, you know, they call this the gun show loophole, though. Which, in fact, there's no gun show loophole. If you have a federal firearms license at a gun show, you have to do a background check. But you don't have to if you're a private citizen because it's just private property and you're not doing it as a profession. So, that's making the rounds. We'll see how this develops. We'll see how this works out. I think this is a child of the Supreme Court decision not to take up any cases. We'll see how that goes. They're always going to be after gun control. It's never going to stop. This is a growth industry for me. I'll always be able to do this show. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Last time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Trump administration has had a few things to say during all of these unsettling times. He doesn't approve, the president doesn't approve of statues being torn down. The attorney general, Barr, he is threatening Bolton with proceeds from his book being forked over. If he doesn't complete the approval process prior to publication, they have to go through a, you know, they have to let the government know what this cat's writing about, because he was privy to some very highly classified information. Trump's out there on Twitter tweeting about law and order. Barr and Trump are warning that mail-in ballots are a recipe for massive voter fraud, including outside interference from China. Mike Pompeo is aghast at how poorly the media covered a recent major announcement by the State Department. And it's, I'm sorry to have to tell you this if you haven't already figured this out, but most of our leadership, especially in Congress, they sit there and they don't really do a whole lot. Although Mitch McConnell seems to be doing more than I thought he was capable of. Very few of them actually have the guts to speak the truth. And the truth is, that based upon, if you look at some things, you might find out that Black Lives Matter is a front group for Marxists bent on taking this country down, if you look at their manifesto. Meanwhile, the left has plenty of words, but leftists are also taking action as they steamroll across America, putting all the pieces into place to steal the election and silencing speech and wreaking havoc in our streets with impunity and tearing down statues. But this is about a lot more than statues. It's about our history. It's about our founding fathers, the birth of this nation, and ultimately the Constitution. And threats and violence will work if no one stops them. And no one right now is stopping them. We'll get into that in just a second. The commies are out of the closet doing what they always do, which is destroying. This time they're hiding within and behind Black Lives Matter, which uses the accusation of racism like a human shield. It doesn't have to be this way, though. It doesn't have to be this way. If someone would stand up to this madness, we might have a fighting chance. And we'll talk about that in a minute, too. But a lopsided war is being waged as one side advances and the other is impotent or missing. And this is not something we can allow to continue. We cannot allow this to be sustained. Our country is being destroyed, and we're watching it in some cases. America, the idea of America, was always conceptual. It was always in somebody's mind. It was always ideological. And it can survive only if we, as Americans, bring the idea to life. And right now, those intent on destroying America are having a field day while the rest of us, from ordinary Americans to those with power, sit and watch and comment. Now, some have written that problems are only in Democrat-run cities, so there's nothing to be concerned about if you live in a rural area. But that's not true either. This is beyond looting and arson, which are also bad enough. This is about thought crime and the end of free speech. It's about people being afraid to speak their minds, losing their jobs if they express ideas that run counter to the leftist narrative. It's about being physically assaulted and in some places killed. Now, history has shown in some cases, and a lot has been written about how these type of movements typically die out. But that's an old model. That's an old model based upon a different time. America has sustained decades and decades of an education system that brainwashes our children. We have a media complex that is impure and full of propaganda, and big tech that wields incredible power over our ability to express our views. And others have posited that if we just wait it out, there will be a backlash to which, you know, is it, do you really want to put all of those eggs in that basket? We have 4 months to Election Day, and I wouldn't count on anything short of being bold and strong immediately, as in now and tomorrow and every day thereafter. But all we get right now are words or silence, and we get to chronicle our demise. We've got police watching in East Lansing as people point guns at other people. That's illegal. And then, all of a sudden, as if on cue, rioters showed up at the White House trying to take down the statue of Andrew Jackson and vandalize the St. John's Church, and create mayhem. And I'm ready for him to start slinging. I'm ready for him to start cracking. And we got more words from Trump on Twitter and from the Secretary of Interior, proclaiming that justice will be served and that we will not bow to anarchists. Except that justice is not being served. And apparently we're bowing to anarchists. And criminals were right there trying to take down the statue. They could have been bum-rushed and swarmed and taken into custody right there. And where's Ray with the FBI? Where's Barr with the DOJ? Where's every single head of every single department that has the power over this insanity? I take no heart in the idea that they could be arrested, you know, at some future point in time. If they try it again, someone might arrest them. Maybe. And speaking of arrests, on the rare occasion when rioters have been arrested, they've been released immediately, rendering law and order a complete sham, a total waste of time and resources for a pony show. And people at least people like me, we're coming to a breaking point. I've been watching criminals loot and burn and deface and vandalize and attack and wreak all manner of havoc with impunity. I'm watching the left set the stage for a race war, a civil war, a revolution, and when I look around for a little leadership, I'm not seeing it. Here's what I was going to tell you about. the biggest problem facing the left today is a bunch of people that don't want to be bothered. Trying not to notice. Trying not to get involved. The problem is going to be when they begin to notice. And when they realize they have to get involved. Now, we've already seen some people doing this. All of these new gun owners, they have come to a conclusion that was forced out. It was forced into their being that they needed to be ready to defend themselves. This is not a conceptual thing. I mean, if somebody's coming at you, like in Lansing, Michigan, somebody points a gun at you, you know, the only answer you have for that, when the police are sitting there watching it, the only answer you have for that is to be able to defend yourself because nobody's defending you. And it's just like John Farnham said when he was on the show last week. There's nobody coming. It's up to you and me. That's all there is. All you can do is prepare. And when the time comes, we'll muster in the field. Because right now, nobody's leading. And we're getting past the time for talking. Back again in 21 hours in between now and then. Remember this, it has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.